Best Jigsaw Puzzles for Adults Ranked 2026. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. At the summit sits Stave, the hand-cut Vermont House Smithsonian called the Rolls-Royce of puzzles, with trick puzzles running into the thousands, magnificent and priced accordingly. Cardboard for the doing, wood for the keeping. I came to Jigsaw Puzzles through the records. For 30 years the reference desk has fielded the same questions: is this really the German gold standard? Are Stave prices real or mythology? And none of them could be answered from memory alone. So I did what a curator does, I read the ledger. I checked the primary sources. I tracked where the same handful of names surfaced again and again in the enthusiast literature, the wooden puzzle comparison roundups, the forums where people document what they've held. And then I sat down with a good wooden one myself, felt the piece's asterisk plunk into place with real resistance, caught the scorched cedar smell of the laser cut, and understood that I was handling an object with provenance, not a pastime. What separates the grocery aisle puzzle from the one worth an adult's evenings is craft you can asterisk verify. A premium jigsaw fits every piece seated with a small, satisfying snap that Ravensburger trademarked as soft click, load-bearing because it tells your hands a piece is truly home. The board beneath is thick, a custom European blue board that resists warping and puzzle dust, the gritty shedding of poorly bonded layers. The print sits under linen-textured, anti-glare paper, so the image reads cleanly under a lamp at midnight. And in the finest wooden examples there are asterisk whimsies, hand-drawn figurals and flourishes, a 16th-century tradition that turns assembly into a small treasure hunt. All of it is documented. All of it makes the difference between finishing a puzzle and keeping one. This guide is built on verifiable sources, not endorsement. I've drawn every brand, price and manufacturing detail from the maker's own pages, from reviewers and puzzle communities who have held the goods, and from the hobbyist literature where truth surfaces through repetition. Prices are marked with a tilde because they shift and sail, but the craft signatures, the details that can't be faked, stay constant. Where I couldn't verify a claim to my satisfaction, I've said so plainly instead of whispered past it. The German house is the cardboard gold standard. Liberty is the consensus heirloom wooden maker. Stave is genuinely as expensive as it claims, and genuinely handcut by human hands. Both things are true, and you deserve to hear them in the same breath. A catalogue is only as honest as its acknowledgement of what it doesn't know. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What actually separates a premium jigsaw from a cheap one? Pick up two finished puzzles, a Bargain Bin 1000 and a Ravensburger 1000, and the difference announces itself before you've placed a single piece. It lives in four places: the fit, the board, the finish, and the cut. The fit. This is the whole game. In a cheap puzzle, the pieces are punched loosely and from generic dies, so connections are mushy. A piece can sit in the wrong hole, and lifting an assembled corner sends it raining apart. A premium puzzle is punched from handcrafted custom dies to tolerances tight enough that each piece seats with a small resistance and a faint, genuine asterisk click. Ravensburger trademarked the sensation as soft click, and it is not marketing fluff. You can hear it across a quiet room. Every piece is uniquely shaped, so there are no false fits to madden you. A well-fit puzzle lets you lift a whole quadrant by one corner. The board. Beneath the image sits the substrate, and the good houses use a thick, dense blue board. Ravensburger's is a proprietary European stock. Pomegranate uses a heavyweight European blue board too. It resists warping, it doesn't delaminate at the cut edges, and crucially, it produces almost no asterisk puzzle dust, the gritty residue of poorly bonded layers that plagues cheap puzzles and coats your table. The finish. A premium image is printed on linen-textured paper, an embossed fine weave surface that scatters light. The result is anti-glare. You can work under a single lamp without a hot reflection washing out a whole region. Cheap glossy puzzles fight you for visibility. Color fidelity matters too. The fine art houses proof their reproductions against the originals, so the image is true, not merely bright. The cut. Standard ribbon cut. Grids make a tidy lattice of near-identical pieces. Premium cardboard varies the shapes enough to keep the solve interesting, and wooden puzzles abandon the grid entirely for sinuous, irregular cuts and those hand-drawn whimsy pieces. The cut is where a puzzle stops being a printed picture and becomes a designed object. None of these is visible through shrink wrap, which is precisely why the brand on the box matters. You are buying a manufacturing standard you cannot inspect until you're 3 hours in. The catalogue's oldest lesson holds here: the quality of a thing is in its joinery, and a jigsaw is nothing but joinery. The lamp test, if you puzzle at night, glare, is your real enemy, not piece count. Linen finish cardboard, Ravensburger, pomegranate, and the matte coat on cloudberries read cleanly under a single warm lamp. Glossy puzzles throw a hot reflection that blanks out whole regions, fine by daylight, miserable at 11 p.m. on puzzle dust. That gritty residue on the table isn't dirt, it's the cut edges of poorly bonded board shedding. Premium houses bond their layers and use crafted dyes to nearly eliminate it. Persistent dust and a faint film on pieces are the clearest tells of a budget die cut, even from otherwise pretty puzzles. Wooden or cardboard, which kind of puzzle should an adult actually buy? These are two different objects that happen to share a name, and choosing between them is less about quality than about asterisk intent asterisk. Do you want an evening, or do you want an heirloom? You can find any subject under the sun, the fit is excellent, and when you're done you break it up and pass it on or shelve the box. It is the democratic, repeatable pleasure of the form, and there is no shame whatsoever in it being most people's right answer. Wood is for the keeping. A wooden puzzle is a manufactured antique. The good ones are cut from quarter-inch birch-faced ply or, at the summit, five-ply cherry-backed stock. The pieces are thick, chunky and tactile in a way cardboard cannot approach. Reviewers reach again and again for the same words. The satisfying plunk, the heft, even the scorched wood smell of a fresh laser cut. The cuts are irregular and artful, the whimsy pieces are little carved jokes, and the finished object can be lifted, admired, taken apart and handed to a grandchild. Wooden puzzles last much longer and can be passed through generations as heirlooms. That is the entire proposition. The costs of wood are real and worth stating plainly. Piece counts are far lower. A large wooden puzzle is often 250 to 755 pieces, where cardboard starts at 1,000, because every additional piece is expensive to cut. The price is 5 to 100 times higher. And the very irregularity that delights also raises the difficulty, since you can't rely on a predictable grid. Wood asks more of your wallet and your patience, and returns an object rather than an afternoon. My archivist's rule of thumb: buy cardboard for the puzzles you'll do many of, and one good wooden puzzle for the image you genuinely want to own. The two are not rivals. They are the paperback and the bound first edition of the same beloved title. Match piece count to the material, don't expect a wooden 1,000. The economics of hand laser cutting mean wood tops out where cardboard begins. 250 to 755 pieces is a substantial wooden puzzle, while 1,000 is cardboard's baseline and 2,000 plus is its playground. If you crave a marathon-length solve, that's a cardboard request. If you crave an object, that's a wooden one. What the enthusiasts keep saying across wooden puzzle comparison write-ups and forums, the same names recur as the heirloom tier: Liberty, Artifact, Wentworth, Nautilus and Stave, with Liberty and Artifact cited as outright favourites for their whimsies and chunky cuts. When a small group of names surfaces independently again and again, that's a community consensus worth trusting. Which cardboard puzzle is the gold standard, and is Ravensburger really worth it? If a single house has earned the right to be the default recommendation, it is Ravensburger of Germany, and the reputation is built on manufacturing rather than mystique. The firm is the best-selling puzzle brand in the world, by its own accounting, north of 1 billion puzzles sold, and the scale has funded a genuinely superior product at a genuinely ordinary price. The specifics are what convert skeptics. Ravensburger punches its pieces from handcrafted dies onto an extra-thick, custom-developed European blueboard, which is why the pieces are rigid, why they resist fraying and peeling, and why they shed so little dust. The pieces are precision-cut to that audible soft-click standard, the soft snap of a true connection, and every piece in the box is uniquely shaped, so you are never fighting a false fit. Over the image lies the house's fine, linen-structured anti-glare paper, which they describe as museum quality, and which, in practice, simply means you can work at night without glare washing out the picture. The catalogue is the other half of the case. Thousands of images across photography, illustration, fine art, maps, and the lush shop window and cottage scenes that have become a genre unto themselves, in counts from 300 up to enormous 2,000 and even larger panoramas. Whatever an adult wants to look at for 10 hours, Ravensburger likely prints it. Where does it fall short? Ravensburger is asterisk consistent asterisk, not adventurous, the cut while excellent is a refined grid, not the wild irregularity of wood, and a seasoned puzzler chasing novelty in the cut itself will want to look elsewhere on this list. There's also a tactile ceiling. It is superb cardboard and cardboard it remains. But as the answer to I want one reliably great puzzle and I don't want to think about it, there is no better evidence choice. It is the house wine that happens to be excellent, order it without apology, and spend your deliberation on the bottles that reward it. A close honourable mention belongs to pomegranate and cloudberries, covered below. Both clear the same quality bar in narrower lanes, but for sheer breadth times reliability, the German house sets the standard the others are measured against. A completed Liberty wooden jigsaw shown beside its box, where the value hides the quality is identical across the line. So for the standard catalogue, buy on sale and buy the image you love, not the bargain you tolerate. Softclick is not marketing. I came in cynical about a trademarked snap and left convinced. The audible click is a genuine consequence of tight die tolerances, and it's load-bearing. It tells your hands a piece is truly home, which speeds the solve and lets you lift assembled sections intact. It's the single most underrated feature in cardboard puzzling. What's the best heirloom wooden puzzle, and where does stave fit? Here the catalogue gets interesting because best splits cleanly into best to asterisk own and enjoy, and best as a asterisk grail asterisk, and they are not the same maker. For the wooden puzzle most adults should actually buy, it's Liberty Puzzles of Boulder, Colorado. Hand-built since 2005, Liberty laser-cuts birch-faced panels and is celebrated by reviewers for an excellent, extremely detailed cut, and decisively, more whimsy pieces than any other company. Figurals, animals, plants, and geometric shapes hand-drawn by an on-staff artist to suit each image. The fit is precise, the catalogue is deep and full of exclusive vintage images, and the production is lovingly slow. A single panel takes about 45 minutes on the cutter and passes through roughly a dozen sets of hands before it's boxed in hand-folded tissue. One reviewer's line captures the spell. The intricacy of the cut is so special, I would pretty much do any puzzle, any image, from Liberty. Its great rival is Artifact Puzzles, laser-cut from quarter-inch real wood, made in the USA, and beloved for chunky pieces with devilish cuts and edgier, blockier whimsies. Where Liberty is exquisite and slightly more refined in fit, Artifact is the connoisseur's wild card, often a touch more affordable and adventurous in its piece geography. Wentworth of England, cutting since 1991, from form wooden composite, with themed whimsies on all but its deliberately fiendish, extra difficult range, and the Victorian cut houses round out a strong heirloom field. And then there is Stave. The Vermont house, founded by Steve Richardson, is the genuine summit of the craft, and the one I'd send you to dream about rather than necessarily buy. Stave cuts entirely by hand, no lasers, no templates from five-ply cherry-backed wood, an artisan turning the stock against a saw blade to make each intricate cut. Smithsonian dubbed it the Rolls-Royce of puzzles. Its clientele has included Bill Gates and the late Queen Elizabeth II. Its trick puzzles are designed to be quietly cruel, pieces that fit in the wrong place, sections that resist your every assumption. I must be candid about price because it is the headline. That is not a typo and not for most of us. Stave is heirloom as investment, magnificent and almost defiantly expensive. Own a Liberty, covet a Stave, both are correct. Are Stave puzzles worth it? Honestly. But that's the wrong ledger. A hand-cut Stave is a commissioned artwork and a family object, bought by people for whom the price is the point. If you have to ask the cost per hour question, the answer for you is Liberty or Artifact. And that's no insult. Liberty versus Artifact, per the comparison literature, the recurring verdict. Liberty offers an equally thick cut with better fit and more regularly irregular shaped pieces, while Artifact seems edgier, whimsies that look blockier and less fantastical, though their pieces are nice and chunky with devilish cuts. Choose Liberty for polish and whimsy density, Artifact for edge, value, and a wilder solve. Which puzzle is the most genuinely novel, beyond a pretty picture? Most puzzles ask one question, where does this piece go? A small, clever cohort asks a second, stranger question, and chief among them is the Magic Puzzle Company. Its conceit is a asterisk physical asterisk illusion, not an optical trick printed on the pieces, but a structural one built into how the puzzle resolves. You assemble what looks like a complete image. Then, following the instructions, the puzzle comes apart in sections and is rearranged so that a space opens in the middle. and yet the artwork remains continuous across the new configuration. Reach the end, and you find a sealed envelope with roughly 50 additional pieces and directions for the next move, completing a small narrative in the newly formed space. It is, as one reviewer put it, really clever and elegant, and the public agrees emphatically. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews, hundreds of millions of TikTok views, and the title of most backed puzzles in Kickstarter history. What makes it more than a gimmick is the construction discipline underneath. The art is commissioned original work, designed by artists for the medium, with two complete images so you're never squinting at the box for reference, and the build is harder than a standard 1000. The puzzle is divided into multiple sections, each with its own edge pieces, which then must be fitted to one another, a meaningfully different solving choreography, worth grouping here in the spirit of novelty. The Gradient and Impossible puzzles from Cloudberries, the Gradient and Pixels titles are pure color with no image to lean on, a different and delicious kind of hard, and the Trick puzzles of Stave, whose whole art is the structural betrayal. Different makers, same instinct, the conviction that the asterisk form of a puzzle is a place to be inventive, not merely a frame for an image. A caution the curator owes you. Novelty puzzles are often best the first time, when the surprise is intact. The magic puzzles reveal can't be unknown, so it makes a wonderful gift or a once-savored experience rather than a resolve. That's not a flaw, a magic trick is no less magnificent for being a trick, but go in knowing you're buying a moment as much as an object. Artifact puzzles laser-cut wooden jigsaw featuring Yutagawa Kuniyoshi's cat's artwork. How the magic puzzle illusion works, mild spoiler. It's mechanical, not electronic. You finish an apparently complete image, then rearrange sections so a gap appears in the center, yet the art stays continuous. A sealed envelope of /50 extra pieces then completes a scene in that new space. The magic is in the cut geometry, designed so two valid configurations share continuous artwork. Save the surprise, don't research the reveal, and don't peek in the envelope early. The magic puzzle is a one-time experience, and the discovery is the product. For the same reason it's an ideal gift, you're handing someone a moment. If you want a resolvable novelty instead, reach for a Cloudberry's Gradient, which is hard every single time. What's the best fine art puzzle and the best honest value? Two questions that bracket the price spectrum, and each has a clear answer. For fine art, the house is Pomegranate. This is the reproduction specialist, and the distinction is in the fidelity. Pomegranate collaborates directly with museums, galleries, foundations, and individual artists to asterisk verify color and accuracy asterisk. So the image is true to the source rather than merely vivid, second only to an in-person viewing, as the house frames it, and the keepsake quality reviewers consistently confirm. The construction is heirloom grade in cardboard terms, thick pieces on a heavyweight European blue board, immaculate interlocking fit, minimal dust, and high-quality art reproduction paper with minimal glare. Assembled sections lift and stay connected, the mark of a serious cut. If you love a particular painter, Hokusai, the Impressionists, contemporary artists, this is where the canon lives in jigsaw form. For value, the answer is Cloudberries. The UK house has built a devoted following, thousands of reviews averaging near 4.95, on a simple promise kept. Extra thick pieces, a premium asterisk matte asterisk finish, a satisfying click, designed in Britain and precision cut, on recycled board with vegetable-based inks. It is not flawless. A minority of reviews report dust or a faint film on arrival, the ordinary variants of cardboard manufacturing, and worth a contented note rather than alarm. But pound for pound, pun intended, Cloudberries delivers premium tactility at a mainstream price better than almost anyone, worth naming in the value conversation. Ebu, whose peace and love line pairs sturdy, glossy pieces and charming illustrated and square format designs with admirable sustainability credentials. Cobble Hill, a reliable mid-tier with linen finish stock, a handy reference poster, and cozy folk art imagery. And White Mountain, Jackson, New Hampshire, since 1978, the home of the nostalgic Americana collage. None reinvents the craft, but each delivers honest quality at a fair price, the dependable shelf of the library, where most evenings actually get spent. A. Wentworth wooden jigsaw puzzle, the British maker known for themed whimsy pieces and extra difficult cuts. Buy fine art with framing in mind because Pomegranate verifies color against the original and finishes around 20 times 27 inches. The completed puzzle is genuinely frame-worthy, treat the purchase as inexpensive wall art with an evening's labor built in. Pick a painting you'd actually hang, glue and mount it, see the preservation frequently asked questions, and you've made art for the price of a puzzle. The mid-tier, fairly judged Eboo, Cobble Hill and White Mountain are the workhorses enthusiasts reach for between splurges. Eboo for square format illustration and eco-credentials, Cobble Hill for cozy folk scenes and its reference poster, White Mountain for nostalgic Americana collages. Solid fit, fair prices, no pretension, the puzzles that quietly fill most shelves. Which puzzle is the best serious 1,000-plus challenge and the best gift? Two practical questions to close the field, the marathon and the present. For a serious sit-with-it-for-a-week challenge, stay in cardboard and go big or go fiendish. Difficulty in puzzling comes from two levers, piece count and image cruelty. For raw count, Ravensburger's 2,000-piece panoramas, and larger deliver a true long-haul solve at superb fit and modest cost, the honest endurance event. For cruelty, nothing on a budget beats a Cloudberry's gradient or pixels. 1,000 pieces of pure colour with no image to anchor you, sorted only by hue and shape, a solve that humbles experienced puzzlers in the best way. If you want difficulty asterisk and an heirloom, a large liberty, up to tilde 755 pieces, or a Wentworth extra difficult, themed whimsies stripped out in favour of repetitive, tessellating pieces, raises the bar through the cut itself. And if money is truly no object and you want to be defeated asterisk, a stave trick puzzle is engineered to do exactly that. My counsel, chase the kind of hard you enjoy, sheer scale, Ravensburger 2000 or conceptual difficulty, Cloudberry's gradient, rather than buying difficulty as a number for its own sake. For a gift, give a wooden puzzle suited to the recipient, that is the answer almost every time. The logic is simple and a little sentimental. A wooden puzzle gets unwrapped, assembled, admired, taken apart and kept asterisk, often handed down. A great cardboard puzzle is generous and gets enjoyed. A wooden one becomes an object in someone's life. A liberty in an image they'll love, their hometown, a favourite painting, a passion is close to a perfect present. Handmade, surprising, lasting and personal. For a gift that's pure delight rather than pure heirloom, the Magic Puzzle Company is the showstopper, because you're giving an asterisk experience and a story they'll tell. And for the fine art lover, a frame double pomegranate of their favourite painter is a thoughtful, affordable grace note. The through line of this whole catalogue, if I may, match the object to the person and the moment. Cardboard for the steady pleasure of many evenings, wood for the gift that outlives the giving. A puzzle is one of the few presents that asks the recipient to spend unhurried hours with their own hands and attention, which, in a distracted age, may be the most generous thing in the box. Two kinds of hard don't conflate big with difficult. A 2,000-piece Ravensburger landscape is long but tractable, pure endurance. A 1,000-piece Cloudberry's gradient is short but brutal, pure concept, sorted by hue alone. Decide which flavour of challenge you enjoy before you buy, or you'll mistake tedium for difficulty, or despair for fun. The foolproof gift formula personal image plus lasting material equals a present that's remembered. A wooden liberty in the recipient's hometown, favourite painting, or hobby hits all three. If there a been there, done that puzzler, give the Magic Puzzle Company instead. You're handing them a surprise, and surprises make better gifts than quality alone. Final verdict. If you take one thing from the stacks, take this. The right puzzle depends entirely on whether you want an evening or an heirloom. For almost any adult, a 1,000-piece Ravensburger is the correct, unglamorous, genuinely excellent answer, soft-click fit, thick board, anti-glare finish, endless catalogue, $20-odd. Buy several, buy the images you love. When you want an object rather than an afternoon, step up to a wooden liberty, or its edgier rival artifact, for a keepable, whimsy-studded heirloom you can hand down. Reach for the Magic Puzzle Company when you want to be surprised, pomegranate when you want a frame-worthy painting, Cloudberries when you want premium feel for mainstream money, and a giant Ravensburger or a brutal Cloudberries gradient when you want to be properly challenged. And let stave remain what it is, the hand-cut, cherry-backed grail at the top of the cabinet, magnificent and priced like a small car, to covet more than to buy. A closing note in the curator's own hand, Puzzlewick sells nothing and takes no cut. We are a library, not a shop. Every link above points to the maker, and our only interest is that a fine puzzle finds the person who'd love to lose a weekend inside it. Follow the image that calls to you home to its source and mind the glare on the lamp. Frequently asked questions. What actually makes a jigsaw puzzle premium? Four things you can't see through shrink wrap: fit, board, finish, and cut. Premium pieces are punched from crafted dies to tight tolerances so they seat with a satisfying snap. Ravensburger soft click, with every piece uniquely shaped, no false fits. The substrate is a thick, dense blue board that resists warping and sheds little puzzle dust. The image sits under linen-textured anti-glare paper for clean visibility under a lamp, and the cut is varied or, in wood, artfully irregular. Cheap puzzles fail on all four: mushy fit, thin board, glare, and a dull grid. What's the best jigsaw puzzle brand for adults overall? Ravensburger, for the broadest combination of quality, catalogue, and price. It's consistent rather than adventurous, but as the single reliable answer for almost any adult, nothing is better evidenced. For wooden heirlooms, Liberty Puzzles is the equivalent default. Wooden or cardboard puzzles, which should I buy? Buy cardboard for the doing and wood for the keeping. A wooden puzzle is a manufactured antique. Thick, tactile pieces, irregular artful cuts, hand-drawn whimsies, and an object you can lift, admire, and pass down, but at far lower piece counts, and 5 to 100 times the price. Most adults want a stack of cardboard plus one good wooden puzzle of an image they genuinely own. What's the best heirloom wooden puzzle? Its rival Artifact offers chunkier, edgier cuts at often better value. At the absolute summit sits Stave, hand-cut from 5-ply cherry-backed wood, the genuine grail, but priced from hundreds into the thousands. Own a Liberty, covet a Stave. Are Stave puzzles really worth the money? But that's the wrong ledger. A Stave is hand-cut from cherry-backed wood with no lasers or templates, dubbed the Rolls-Royce of puzzles by Smithsonian, and collected by the likes of Bill Gates and the late Queen Elizabeth II. It's a commissioned artwork and family heirloom, bought by people for whom price is the point. If the cost per hour question matters to you, the honest answer is Liberty or Artifact, and that's no insult. What's the best mind-bending or novel puzzle? The Magic Puzzle Company. You assemble a complete image, then rearrange sections so a gap opens in the middle, yet the artwork stays continuous, a physical illusion built into the cut, finished by a sealed envelope of tilde 50 extra pieces that completes a small story. Best savored once, which makes it a superb gift. For a resolvable kind of hard, a Cloudberry's Gradient puzzle instead. What's the best fine art jigsaw puzzle? Pomegranate. It's the reproduction specialist, collaborating directly with museums, galleries, and artists to verify color and accuracy so the image is true to the source, second only to an in-person viewing. Construction is heirloom grade for cardboard, thick pieces on heavyweight European blueboard, immaculate fit, minimal dust and glare on art reproduction paper. If you love a particular painter, this is where the canon lives in jigsaw form. What's the best value jigsaw puzzle? In the cozy mid-tier, Cobble Hill and Ebu deliver honest quality and charming imagery in the same price band. What's the best 1,000-piece, or harder, challenge? Decide which flavor of hard you want. For sheer endurance, a Ravensburger 2,000-piece panorama is a long, tractable haul at excellent fit. For conceptual cruelty on a budget, a Cloudberry's Gradient or Pixels is 1,000 pieces of pure color, with no image to anchor you, short but brutal. For difficulty through the cut, a large Liberty or a Wentworth, extra difficult. Whimsies removed, repetitive tessellating pieces, raises the bar. And if you want to be genuinely defeated regardless of cost, a Stave trick puzzle is engineered to do it. How do you preserve and frame a finished puzzle? Flatten the assembled puzzle with a rolling pin, then brush a thin, even coat of puzzle glue or Mod Podge across the front, covering the edges. Let it dry about 20 minutes and add a second coat, then allow 24 hours to cure fully. Once dry, mount it on foam board or cardboard cut to your frame size for rigidity, pressing it down and letting it set for several hours. Then frame or hang as you like. The bonded sheet lifts cleanly as one piece. Wooden heirloom puzzles are usually meant to be resolved, so most owners don't glue them. What's the best puzzle to give as a gift? A wooden puzzle suited to the recipient, almost every time. Wood gets unwrapped, assembled, admired, taken apart and kept, so a Liberty in an image they'll love, their hometown, a favourite painting, a hobby is close to a perfect present. Handmade, surprising, lasting and personal. For pure delight over heirloom, the Magic Puzzle Company is the showstopper because you're gifting an experience and a story. For a fine art lover, a frame-worthy pomegranate of their favourite painter is a thoughtful, affordable grace note. Where's the best place to buy these puzzles? Buy direct from the maker for the deepest, most current selection, Liberty Puzzles. com stave puzzles, com pomegranate.com cloudberry CUK artifact puzzles, com magic puzzle company, com Wentworth puzzles, com Ravensburger, us, for standard catalog Ravensburger and mid-tier brands, general and warehouse retailers often have the best discounts, and dedicated specialists like Puzzle Warehouse carry broad ranges including pomegranate. We don't sell puzzles or take a cut, Puzzlewick simply points you to the makers. Follow your favorite image to its source.